بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول قال الله تعالى يا ابن آدم إنك ما دعوتني ورجوتني غفرت لك على ما كان منك ولا أبالي. We were still discussing this hadith in which Allah Ta'ala shows His great, great mercy in the for the forgiveness of mankind. The first part was that as long as man will make dua to Allah and hope in Allah Ta'ala for His forgiveness, Allah says Allah will forgive him and Allah does not care. That means it's no big deal by Allah to forgive a person as long as that person turns to Allah Ta'ala. The second part which we discussed yesterday, Allah Ta'ala said even if the gunas, the sins reach the skies and a person asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, then Allah will still forgive that person, and that also Allah Ta'ala says, and I don't care, that is, it is nothing to me, it doesn't harm me in any way, I forgive. Yeah, the ulama have, there is another discussion which the ulama have, yeah, that a person's tawbah and forgiveness that he asks for Allah Ta'ala, for it to be correct, and which is called tawbatan nasuha, tawbatan sahiha and tawbatan nasuha, correct tawbah, is that there must not be israr. Israr means to be insistent, persistent on a guna. And ulama have explained, as long as a person makes tawbah after a guna, he's not regarded as a person who insists on committing that guna, even if he commits it 100 times a day. The same guna, but as long as he makes tawbah. When we don't make tawbah, then that becomes a serious matter. And we don't ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And of the conditions of tawbah, which also have become difficult, though Allah's mercy is really very great, but we also have to consider, for correct tawbah and istighfar, there is a requirement, the first requirement is that we regard that as a sin. Today there are so many sins which we don't regard as sins. We are involved in those sins, but we justify ourselves in those sins. For example, one sin which we hopefully all of us still regard as haram is music. So if a person is involved in music, or for example on our cell phones, our ringtone is mostly a musical tone, unfortunately. And that is also totally haram to listen to it all the time. Now if a person's mind does not even go to it, he does not even regard it as haram, that I'm committing a sin. So when he's making tawbah, he feels that it is no sin he's committing. So the first condition for tawbah to be correct is not there also, because he's not even regarding it as a sin. So that is also very important. And then to come out of that sin, the person with a musical tone on his cell phone, he doesn't even think of changing it, because he doesn't regard it as haram also. So that also, then the second condition of tawbah is not found also. And then the third is that a person must determine that I will not commit that sin again. But yet the person hardly regards it as a sin, so he won't even determine and make a vow that I won't commit the sin again. He's still in the sin. So this is also, so Allah's mercy is very, very great. But at the same time, we also have to consider our position. And this is not only with music or the musical tone on our cell phones, but in many, many other things. If we just have to run through our phone and see what things we have got there, then what contacts we have got and what things. We are involved in so much of sin, we don't regard it as sin, so that tawbah also is not correct. So it is very necessary that a person makes tawbah of all the sins that he commits. Then in the third part of the hadith, and this hadith also is progressive, showing more greater the mercy of Allah. In the first part, it was only that a person makes dua and he has hope in Allah. Allah will forgive that person also. The second part is that a person, if he comes even with his sins, which goes right up to the sky, that also will be forgiven. Then the third part, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ibn Adam, O son of Adam, innaka law ataytani bi qurabil ardi khataya. If you come to me with your sins, which are equivalent to the size of the earth. لا تشركوا بي شيئا ثم لقيتني, and then you meet me, that is in the akhirat. لا تشركوا بي شيئا, and you do not associate any partners to me. لا أتيتك بقرابها مغفرة, then I will come to you with the same size, equivalent to the amount of your sins. I will come to you, that is Allah Ta'ala will forgive that person. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala speaks that if you come with even much more sins than the sins having reached the skies also, then Allah Ta'ala will forgive you, and He will come with His forgiveness, which is, yeah, if the words are that with the same size and same amount of forgiveness, but Allah's mercy is unlimited. With much more greater forgiveness, Allah will come to that person. But one very important condition which is put in this hadith, in which Allah Ta'ala Himself is speaking, that a person must not be associating partners with Allah Ta'ala. A person must not be making shirk. If a person goes with tawheed, with la ilaha illallah in its true form, that is enough for a person's forgiveness. Even if something happens and he has to go to Jahannam, but still definitely that person will go to Jannah. So it is very important that we see that our sins, our actions are purified from shirk, from associating partners to Allah Ta'ala, and there are various ways that we get involved in associating partners with Allah Ta'ala. Tawheed is very, very important. The oneness of Allah Ta'ala in its pristine, pure form, that is very important, that a person dies with tawheed and he makes effort for that. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this tawheed in the true sense, and go to akhirat with tawheed. And if a person goes with all other good a'mal, then what to say of what a wonderful life that person will have forever in the year after.